about 4 or 5 years ago, some American Indians out on the Pine Ridge Reservation, some Lakota Sioux Indians out on the Pine Ridge Reservation, decided that they were going to assert their national sovereignty, the sovereignty of their reservation as a nation, and that they were going to plant a hemp crop because it would bring employment to the reservation, which has an 85% unemployment rate. So 4 years ago, a very visionary gentleman by the name of Alex Whiteplume, a Lakota Sioux, planted a hemp crop on the Lakota Sioux reservation, and the DEA came across his reservation borders and cut down the hemp crop. They have come back twice since then and cut it down again, and Alex is still growing it. Alex refuses to be put off by the government's harassment and threat of charges against him. So now the federal government, the DEA, has charged Alex with contempt of court, and he's looking at 10 years in prison. He's in front of the federal court right now. His case is in front, and he's looking at 10 years in prison. And Alex Whiteplume's response to this is, to hell with them. I'm going to grow hemp on my reservation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he right now stands as the only human being growing hemp in United States of America today. He stands for us. He's ready to go to jail for us on the proposition that you do, in fact, as an American, have the right to plant a seed in God's green earth and consume the green natural plant that comes up out of it. So I want to introduce to you a fellow that I consider to be a true, living, breathing American hero today, my friend and patriot, Alex Whiteplume.
Thank you, and I greet each and every one of you with a hearty handshake. Today, I have one message to share, and I heard a lot of beautiful stories about the industrial hemp. In Lakota, we call the hemp Wahuptaska Prejuta, and Prejuta means medicine. In 1851, people, my grandfathers, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, young men afraid of his horses, they signed a treaty, and the United States government ratified that treaty. And in that time, our grandparents, always preserved land for my generation to live. They also preserved in treaty provisions that we can grow fiber. So in 1998, my tribal government scientifically separated industrial hemp from marijuana. So my family and I, we stood up and we said, let's take a spiritual sovereign act. And that's what we did. And now we're faced with dealing with the DEA. Now folks, the way I interpret that, and I'm just a common man, is the DEA is a 46 CFR. The National Parks is 36 CFR. They're a bureaucratic organization. They have a job duty. They're supposed to follow their guidelines. The DEA is not responsible for interpreting treaties or abrogating them. So that is what we're faced with today. We need your help. I'm calling for your help, because what they're doing, they cannot be allowed to get away with. I read your constitution and bylaws. There's many people mentioned that here today. Well, each and every one of you is supposed to be sovereign, and you're supposed to pool your sovereignty together to form your national government. Now, ladies and gentlemen, evaluate yourself. Do you still have your sovereignty, or did you give it all away? Each and every one of us needs to protect and preserve our own private personal sovereignty. Now, I've never been this side of the Missouri River, and I really like it here. I sold my I sold my first industrial hemp crop to some folks from Kentucky.
Yeah.
They're known as the Madison Hemp and Flax Company. And this year, I set the prices for what industrial hemp should be sold for in America. So I'm going ahead, and the DEA rules, they don't make sense. It just don't make sense. And when something don't make sense, it needs to be changed. I'm not from your area or from your culture, and I want to thank you all for listening to me for a few minutes. But I want to take a few more minutes of your time, because I want to echo off these building walls the echo of my voice.
Oh, hey, Chitu, Pilama Apollo.